The most often repeated and prominent word appearing in the Tochacha is the word keri. I believe it appears no less than 7 times throughout the Psukim. And even more striking is not only how many times it appears in our section of the Tochacha, I don't believe it appears anywhere else in the Torah. This combination, the fact that it's not written anywhere else, and it is so often repeated in our section, clearly highlights that it is the key to understanding the whole message of the painful section of the Tochacha. Just to give a brief example of how the word is used, really two sides of the same coin. So we are told, for example, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Im Telchu Imi Keri, V'lo Tavu L'Shmo Ali. If we behave Keri, so to speak, with Hashem, and we refuse Lo Sovu L'Shmo Ali, we refuse to listen to Hashem, that's obviously bad. So then Hashem tells us, I'm going to punish you very, very harshly. And if Pasuk Chaf Gimel, even despite the initial punishments, you still don't listen to me, you're still going carry with me. Again, we don't know what that means yet. But as a result, Pasuk Chaf Daled, Mida Keneged Mida, the flip side of the coin, says Hashem, af ani imchem, I will also therefore treat you the way you treated me, b'keri, and I will punish you very, very harshly. So we see that this is the key, not only because it is so often repeated, but it actually describes the two halves of the coin, the two parts of this entire section, our behavior and the resulting behavior and punishment that Hashem shows towards us. So we really need to understand what this means. And in fact, I believe in the classical Mefarshim, there are 3 different interpretations. One, very different than the other two, but 2, subtly different than each other. The first one, which really stands alone, has its origins in Unkelus. Targum Unkelus says, Keri is milashon kashyu. Aramaic kind of for difficult or harsh. What exactly does that mean? So perhaps the key is that Rashi also quotes from the early 10th century Spanish dictionary from Menachem ben Saruk, who translated it slightly differently, milashon minya, withholding or holding back. What does that mean? So Rashi actually puts Menachem and Unkelus together and says basically what they're both trying to say is that keri is a form of hardening one's heart, harshness in one's heart, hardening one's heart, which is obviously a poetic and flowery way of saying stubbornness. We're not just not listening to Hashem, we are stubbornly not listening to Hashem. Well, if that's the case, Mida Keneged Mida, evidently, the punishment will also be similarly harsh and stubbornly unforgiving. That's the first approach. Most Mefarshim, however, take a completely different approach, as Rashi, for example, does, with its ultimate origins going back to the Toras Kohanim, Chazal and the Medrash, who explain Keri completely differently, and that is Milashon Kara, casual or happenstance, Arai, as Rashi says. What does that mean? Namely, that our mitzvah observance is casual. It's happenstance. It's random. As we might say in modern Hebrew, oh shekein, oh shelo. Maybe we'll do the right thing. Maybe we won't. In other words, everyone sins. No one's perfect. But you can't compare, says Rashi in essence, someone who's committed to doing the right thing, but occasionally stumbles, someone who has no commitment at all. It's all arai. It's all kara. Eh, maybe yes, maybe no. Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, also accepts this interpretation and says basically, im telchu imi b'mikra v'lo tadir. You're not a consistent, loyal, so to speak, friend, but rather you're sometimes with me, sometimes not, Hashem says. Well, if that's the case, then what is the punishment? It seems that basically, if the cause is our inconsistent relationship with Hashem and our lack of commitment, so then Hashem says, you'll be punished in a similar way. It'll be unpredictable, it'll be inconsistent, it will be random, and basically, you treated mitzvah observance, you treated me casual, so Hashem says, no problem. I'll treat you not as a friend, not as a loyal follower, but I'll treat you as a casual acquaintance. It'll be good. It'll be bad. Who knows? Maybe. We'll see. Not exactly the relationship we're looking for. So, okay, if that's the way you treat Hashem, if you treat Hashem randomly, happenstance, casual, then that's why Hashem's going to treat you in your mitzvos, and Hashem's going to punish you that way as well. The third and final approach basically accepts this second approach from Rashi and Rashbam, originating in the Toras Kohanim, that the word keri has its root in the word kara, casual happenstance, but not so much specifically about the way you do mitzvos, as we saw from Rashi and Rashbam, but more the way you view the world. Rabbeinu Bachai says that the correct way to view the world, derech haTorah, as he puts it, is through the prism of hashkacha. We view the good things and the bad things that happen in our life, not exclusively based on cause and effect of our own efforts, but specifically based on the blessings or punishments, unfortunately, from Hashem. And therefore, if something good happens, we don't just say, well, it must be because I worked hard, but we say, Hashem blessed me, and I must have earned that maybe through mitzvahs. And if, God forbid, something bad happens to us, we don't say, well, it's just my random bad luck, but rather we say, no, Hashem is doing this to punish us. The opposite of that way of looking at the world is keri. Again, it's not about how we do mitzvos, that we're inconsistent in our commitment. Rather, we don't see Hashem as being consistently involved in the world. We think it's more easy come, easy go. And therefore, we don't view the world in a proper way. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, who basically says the same idea, but even goes further. And he says, when bad things happen, unfortunately, instead of attributing it to Hashem and as a punishment and something that we can learn from and inspire us to do tshuva, if instead we just view it as a coincidence, and it's just random bad luck, then obviously you're not going to be inspired to do tshuva. You'd only be inspired to do tshuva if you realize that this bad thing that's happening to you is a direct result of your sin. But if you don't even think it's that, then of course you're not going to do tshuva. But then he goes further and he says it's even going to be worse than that. Because Hashem will say, okay, if you want to just view these punishments, which I'm trying to get you to do the right thing, I'm trying to get through to you, but you don't get the message and you don't see the connection, no problem. Then mida keneged mida, my next punishment to you will be completely as if you perceived it. Just like you perceived it as random and happenstance, I'm going to start giving you the kind of punishments which really are evidently, seemingly, random and happenstance. In other words, the initial punishment would be more closely connected to our sin because it was intended to help us see the schar v'onesh. But if we're blind to that, then Echanami Hashem says the punishment will actually be not remotely connected to the what you did and how you did it. It will really look random, so then it becomes even harder to see the truth. It becomes a vicious cycle, and we ended up becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy because we thought the punishments initially were random. So Hashem says, no problem. The next punishments will be even more random and more random, and each time, each level, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, actually makes it more difficult and more difficult to do tshuva because we don't see any connection. Unfortunately, that would certainly be a harsh message. So whether it is the harshness and stubbornness of the first approach or the casualness of mitzvos or the casualness of view of life, these are the keys to understanding the Tochacha.